Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
My fiancé and I have been together for 4 years now, and over the term of our relationship, we've gone from condoms to the pill to the depot shot, back to the pill, and now abstinence. We found that neither of us liked condoms at all, and when she was on birth control, she had all sorts of issues. Weight gain, vaginal dryness, absolutely no sex drive. Her gynecologist that she goes to will not do IUDs and does not speak highly of them, but they seem perfect for her situation. I'm writing to see what our birth control options are and get a second opinion on IUDs.
Many couples struggle with finding a birth control option that's right for them in terms of cost, convenience, health issues, side effects, ability to use it correctly, and personal preferences. It's admirable that you and your fiancé have been able to talk about birth control options, as not everyone knows how to talk to another person about sex, pregnancy risk, or contraception. Fortunately, there are many safe and effective forms of birth control available to couples, and it sounds like you've tried quite a few of them. There are two types of IUDs, which stands for intrauterine devices, that are regularly used by women and their partners to prevent pregnancy. Although some women have problems using IUDs, many women who use the IUD think it's a great option for them and their partner. If you and your fiancé are interested in trying the IUD, consider asking her gynecologist for more information. Is there something about her personal health that he or she feels doesn't make your fiancé a good candidate for the IUD? Or does her gynecologist simply not do IUDs at all? If her gynecologist doesn't recommend IUDs more generally, you too might want to seek a second opinion from another gynecologist. There is nothing inherently wrong or unsafe about IUDs. And as I said, many women and their partners feel that they're a great option for them. Many people like the fact that IUDs offer long-lasting contraception. There's no need to remember to do something every day, like take a pill. And for people who don't like barrier methods such as condoms, diaphragms, or cervical caps, the IUD can be a nice option because you don't have to stop sex to put a barrier in place, and you can both feel each other's bodies entirely. You can learn more about the IUD on Planned Parenthood's website, which is plannedparenthood.com. You can also search for a clinic in your area or ask friends for recommendations of gynecologists with whom they've had good experiences.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
Does frequent male masturbation lead to premature ejaculation during sex?
Not as far as we know. In fact, masturbation techniques can help men to learn to control the timing of their ejaculation and to last longer if they would like to. One such method is the stop-start method, which is discussed in more detail on our website, but basically involves a man stimulating himself until just before the point of orgasm, then backing off a bit to let his erection slightly subside, and then starting up again. By practicing masturbation in this way, men can learn to pay attention to the feelings inside their genitals that signal they are approaching orgasm. With time and practice, they can learn to control the timing of their ejaculation. All that said, some therapists and researchers wonder if our societal taboos around masturbation might be related to premature ejaculation for some men. While growing up and even in later years, some men develop a habit of speeding up their masturbation so that family members, friends, or roommates don't catch them in the act. This may lead to the same pattern of speeding up during intercourse. Masturbation should be a source of pleasure and enjoyment, not stress. If you enjoy your masturbation time or would like to, be sure that you have the privacy that you need to enjoy your time alone. The stop-start technique, by the way, can also be tried with a partner. It can help you to control your ejaculation so that you can come quickly if you want, but you can also prolong the enjoyment and arousal. For more about these topics, you might enjoy reading The Big Book of Masturbation by Martha Cornog, or Coping with Premature Ejaculation by Dr. Michael Metz and Dr. Barry McCarthy.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.